Yeah, I'm extraordinarily concerned. I'm concerned currently just with the current status quo. There's been many times where if the one Genesis ambulance is on a call and there's no backup, it really leaves us struggling with finding coverage, timely coverage especially, relying a lot on New Boston Ambulance or one of the other area ambulances to respond outside of their district to provide that emergency care. And the deadline of the contract and potentially no ambulance service at this point stepping up to place a bid to provide any coverage whatsoever just sort of exacerbates that concern pretty substantially. I'm hopeful that the communication that the fire protection districts are having with different ambulance service providers are productive, and hopefully there's a voice out there that encourages that, just so we can have a reliable emergency services for the citizens throughout the county.
And it sounds like, though, it's a staffing issue for a lot of healthcare providers and emergency responders, and that's why they can't bid. They don't have the staffing to do it. Is there a fix, do you think, like a legislative fix or a policy fix to help with that? I mean, I'm assuming that's one of the discussion points.
I'm sure so. That's way beyond my level of knowledge. I know it seems that they're experiencing the same kind of staffing issues that law enforcement is experiencing. The pay is rising, sort of outside of the scope of what is normally expected, causing a much higher demand and fewer resources to provide those services. So if I knew what that fix was, I think I'd probably be in a much higher position than I currently am, saving the day. I'm not sure if it's a legislative thing where there could be a law drafted that would change the language and maybe funding sources on a state level to provide more of an incentive to those local businesses, the ambulance providers or hospitals, sort of to incentivize that kind of service, or if it's tax legislation to allow municipalities or counties or local units of government to tax for that ambulance service directly to sort of subsidize that beyond, you know, insurance pay and Medicare, Medicaid paid for those ambulance services. But I'm not sure what the fix is. If I knew, I'd shout it loud and for all to hear to try and save that. But it's definitely a concern.